It's Tuesday, March 1st, 2016, and here are the stories we're covering this week. Raspberry Pi is officially the best-selling computer in the UK. And the internet is abuzz over the Google for Kids search engine, but we're going to let you know why you might want to think twice before you start using it. And the Linux Mint attack that we talked about last week may be worse than we initially thought when the forum information was stolen and sold online. Also, the executive director for the Wikimedia Foundation has resigned after stating that the group will not be building or consider building a search engine. And Microsoft plans to ship their augmented reality device later this month. We've got all the details for you coming up in just a minute, so stick around.
Hi, I'm Robbie Ferguson, and I love being a Vimeo Pro member. As a web broadcaster, I need an affordable video hosting platform that's as flexible as me. A pro membership lets you upload up to 20 gigabytes of HD video each and every week with no additional bandwidth restrictions. That means if you produce a show that uses even up to 20 gigabytes of storage, your limit resets itself the following week, so you can do another 20 gigabytes. And keep doing that week after week. Now, Category 5, with all of our shows, use roughly 10 gigabytes per week. From there, Vimeo automatically generates all the files that you need to provision your RSS feeds, Roku channel, website media player, or even video downloads in multiple bit rates, with no limits on your bandwidth usage or how many people can access your files. What's best? The price is astonishingly affordable. And for a limited time, friends of the Category5.tv network will receive a whopping 25% off the annual price. All you have to do is go through our link, cat5.tv/Vimeo, and sign up today for your 25% discount. To top it off, you get 30 days to try it risk-free. If you're not happy with Vimeo Pro, you pay nothing. The deal is only for a very limited time. Go to cat5.tv/Vimeo.
I'm Jeff Wesley, and here are the top stories from the Category5.tv newsroom. With more than 8 million units being sold in just under 4 years, the Raspberry Pi microcomputer is officially the UK's best-selling computer. The Raspberry Pi isn't much to look at. It consists of a credit card-sized processing board that plugs into a computer monitor or TV. However, its humble design hasn't stopped it from becoming the best-selling computer in the UK, just 4 years since its launch. The Cambridge-based firm has announced it's sold 8 million units since 2012. It beats the previous record held by Amstrad PCW, which is said to have sold a total of 8 million units from its release date in 1985 to when it was discontinued in 2008. To celebrate, it's unveiled the Raspberry has unveiled the immediate availability of its latest version of the simple computer, the Raspberry Pi 3. Check it out. Here's what it comes with. A 1.2 gigahertz 64-bit quad ARM Cortex A53 CPU. Say that 10 times real fast. Anyway, that is said to be 10 times as powerful as the original Raspberry Pi. It also has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Now get this, the Raspberry Pi is now on sale for just $35, making it the same price as the existing Raspberry Pi 2. So, if you're looking for another Raspberry Pi, pick it up. And if you're hungry, this isn't the Raspberry Pi for you. Okay, a new website called Kiddle.co has launched, and it's promising a child-friendly search engine for kids browsing the internet. But the new tool appears to have caused some confusion and concern among users. A number of news outlets has reported a search engine is the official Google spin-off looking to cater to young internet users. Parents have also welcomed the creation of the search engine under the impression that it's Google for kids. One of the things we've been seeing going around Facebook and Twitter says that Google's new search engine for kids means no more finding twerking videos by mistake. Thank goodness for that. It's really painful videos to watch. But the website has no association with Google. It uses Google custom search bar embedded within the website, which serves Google's safe search results and lines the website's owner's pockets as they generate revenue from the ads displayed. A number of users have reported their discoveries while using the site. One Twitter user posted a screenshot of a simple search for rabbit, where the second result is a vile news story involving a cruelty act towards a rabbit. Not so kid safe. Anyone who's set up with Google's AdSense program can create Kittle-like search page and generate revenue. What's important to note in this case is that while they don't directly make the claim, Kittle does indeed present itself as a Google for kids, complete with familiar Google logo colors. It's a deceptive strategy, and that's why we don't recommend Kittle. Stick with the Google Safe Search, or perhaps consider using a parental filter at the DNS level, such as an OpenDNS. But the best protection for your kids is to educate them about a safe internet usage. If you haven't done that, it really is your responsibility. Okay, after last week's news regarding the malicious iOS, the Linux Mint, took to the blogs again to notify users of the forums that they've been compromised also. Data leaked in the attack includes avatars, dates of birth, email addresses, geographic location, IP addresses, passwords, the encrypted but potentially crackable via brute force attacks, time zones, website activity. Unfortunately, these details have appeared online for sale. Regarding the forum attacks, users should change their passwords on other sites where the same password has been used. And Clem Lefebvre, founder of Mint, recommends that users should change their email password first, and then passwords should be the same, and any passwords that are the same for different websites. Okay, going on to Wikimedia. The executive director of Wikimedia Foundation, which runs Wikipedia, has resigned after denying the group is considering building a search engine. Lila Tretikov wrote in an email that it was time for her to move on. A leaked memo suggested the foundation was looking at creating a commerce-free search engine and had set up the volunteer Wikimedia community. Many were angry that it had not been discussed first, as transparency is the key to the ethos of the organization. In September 2015, Wikimedia was awarded a $250,000 grant from a trust called the Knight Foundation for Work to advance new models of finding information by supporting stage one development of the knowledge engine by Wikipedia, a system for discovering reliable and trustworthy public information on the internet. The project summary at the end of the document, although his author is unclear, states that the knowledgeable engine would be the world's first transparent search engine and the first one originated by the Wikimedia Foundation. Wikimedia claims that a search engine is the intended outcome. Moving on to Microsoft. Microsoft plans to ship their augmented reality device later this month. Anybody who's a fan of that? Get ready, we got information for you. They say that they'll start shipping a developer version of HoloLens on March 30th. That's around the same time that Facebook's Oculus will begin shipping the customer version of its Rift virtual reality headset. Now, HoloLens differs, however, in that it makes the viewers see three-dimensional objects in the real world rather than blocking out the real and replacing it with a 360 directional fictional universe. The HoloLens operates on Windows 10 and, unlike the Rift, requires no tethering to separate the computer. It uses a custom-built chip designed on an Intel platform, and it'll let users record high-definition video that recreates a mix of holographs overlaid on the real world that should be shared with people without the device. Rift costs $600, and the developer HoloLens units would cost $3,000. I don't know about you, I don't have that much money. Big thanks this week to Roy W. Nash, SR Wenches, and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us. If you found a news story that you'd like to send, email it to newsroom@category5.tv. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the category5.tv newsroom on the road, I'm Jeff Weston.